Breakfast with Crossy. Breakfast with Crossy. Out today is a brand new album called The Song Club. It's by Felicity Urquhart and also Josh Cunningham. And I got both of them on the line with me right now. G'day, guys. How are we?
Well, really happy. It's release day.
I know.
Woo-hoo, awesome.
Do you still get those, like, giddiness about, you know, you both of you have done this quite a bit. I know, Josh, if people don't know, you're once a member, or you, I don't know if you still are. I'm not too sure, to be honest. I didn't ask. You were part of the Waifs. But do you still get giddy about that release day stuff?
Actually, maybe even a bit more giddy this time. I'm not that I lack for giddiness when the Waifs release an album. And yes, I am still a member of the Waifs. We're still going strong. But, yeah, this is a bit different because Fliss and I have just done everything on this album ourselves. You know, we recorded it, engineered, produced it, played everything on it, so it really feels like it's our baby. So, yep, extra level of giddiness this morning.
Is that the first time, I ask with a question mark, that you've done absolutely everything?
Yes. Usually we have the experts come in and, you know, twiddle the knobs and work the controls and make it sound great, so it was all down to us this time, and we're pretty chuffed with the results, Fliss.
Yeah, well, I'll add we did call in two experts to mix and master the album, which was really awesome. But other than that, it's a pretty simple team, Crossy.
Was that a necessity thing? Because I know, obviously, with the last 12 months, with what's been happening and whatnot, or is it just like, you know what, let's give this a challenge. This looks like something I haven't done before.
Well, I know, I mean, Josh actually co-produced the Sara Stora album back in early 2000s, and that's actually when I first met Josh with Matt Fell, and they did a great job together, but it's a whole different ballgame when you're engineering and producing, playing the songs you've written, singing and picking. It's a different headspace. I'd always wanted to dabble in that world, and I used to say that here to anyone that had come into a project with Glenn Hanna or working with Simon Johnson for radio, I would say, gee, I want to use the studio for other production things. I'd like to share some ideas. And so it was really awesome to get to do this. And we weren't on the clock. We could really just take our time and experiment where mics should go. And if we didn't record something, we had another shot at it. So we learnt by trial and error.
Is it hard to change your brains from the artist to the producer? Because I can imagine, you know, you listen to you say, oh, that guitar break was rubbish. Oh, wait, that was me. To be that critical of yourself?
No, just a bit of gentle encouragement towards each other, I think, is probably the best way to put it. I mean, the producer is an artist as well, so, you know, it's just kind of making things more efficient when you combine roles and you know, do it yourself. But, yeah, I think musos are often our worst critics anyway, so if we hear that we've done a rubbish guitar part, then we don't need a producer to tell us to do it again. You know, you kind of know it already.
We've got Felicity Urquhart and Josh Cunningham on the line with me this morning. They got a new album out today together, their debut album together. And it's called The Song Club, which is also kind of where the songs came from. Explain.
Well, yes, it does come from The Song Club. Thanks to Sam Hawksley, Aussie expat living in Nashville. He has been part of a song club in the States for the prior 12 months to starting up an Aussie one. He was raving about how great it is for creativity and then explained to us, yeah, well, we hand a prompt out. You've got to deliver a song by midnight Thursday every week, and that's it. And you guys would be great. And I was sort of a bit reluctant, Josh much the same, because that's not how we usually write. It is an individual write as well, and it's not judged or scored in any way. It's just about delivering something and keeping the creative juices going, which was really important in that horrible COVID year. It was a select handful of writers, and it was really good fun to have that community.
I think this is the same thing that Shane Nicholson is a part of. He told me about this club.
Absolutely.
And he basically, his latest single was like a last minute thing, because if he didn't write it, he was going to get kicked out.
Exactly. And we felt privy because we saw the baby first, okay? We've been telling folks that.
Yeah, we heard the iPhone recording.
I imagine that this process of writing songs creates a lot of songs. So what happens? Do they, you know, get to be revisited later? Do you hand them out, or they just go into a drawer somewhere to be forgotten?
Yeah, the drawer that mine go into is just some spot in my brain somewhere, and as I'm getting older, it's getting less of a a good storage location because I find that I'm forgetting songs. I've been writing songs, since before iPhones, where you could just press record and easily capture it. So I've got songs that I've started forgetting. I remember, I wrote a song about such and such, but I can't for the life of me remember how it goes. But the Song Club was a great way to add to that whole back catalogue and that collection. So it's always interesting to delve back into it. And, we picked out 11 songs that were pretty much predominantly from the Song Club year, hence the name of the album and the focus of that. But, we just picked out the ones that seem to work together. When you've got a lot of songs kicking around, you've got the luxury of doing that.
And you're on the road. Big tour, lots of places, lots of destinations. Some already sold out. I know here locally in Bundy, where Kix is based, you've had to add an extra show. Must be exciting to finally get out on the road to say, yep, we're touring.
Oh, it really is, Crossy. So nice to see faces again and get that one-on-one. And people, we love to chat after gigs, and that's the part of gig days that I love the best, I suppose. It's playing these new songs. We're also weaving in a couple of songs that we've had for our individual careers. You'll hear a couple of those ARIA award-winning songs from the Waves that Josh will spin as well, because, of course, he's more known as the writer and the guitar player, but for this project, I insisted he sings on everything, so it's really been great to hear his voice, and I'll throw a couple in from Frozen Rabbit, and you never know what else.
Yeah, she's going to throw some Golden Guitar with the classics in.
Yeah. I was going to say that. Thank you, Josh. Well, we're very excited. The album's called The Song Club. It is out today. Hopefully we get to... I mean, hopefully you guys drop in here when you're passing through. Until then, take care of yourselves.
Oh, we'd love to. Thanks, Crossy. Thanks for the support.
Breakfast with Crossy every weekday morning from 6 a.m. on Kix.